Hey friends, it's Mr. Jim and welcome back to Kids Animal Stories. If you haven't yet, make sure that you smash the follow button so you don't miss out on any of our awesome stories. Well, do you guys remember what happened in part two with Ray? Yeah, he crashed on that humongous wave and now his electrical system isn't working. And he needs to get that fixed or else he'll never be able to find food again. Well, are you guys ready to jump into part two of our adventure? Me too, let's go! As Ray pulled out the map that Arnold had given him, he brushed off all the dust. This was the first time that Ray had ever used a map, and I think this was a very old map that Arnold had. Oh boy, okay. How in the world do I use these things? Have you ever used a map before? Yeah, they're kind of rare now that we have GPS, like on our phones or in our cars. I remember when I was a kid that I had to use a map. And when we would go on family road trips, I would be handed a map. And we had to navigate using all the roads that were on a map. But sometimes the roads on the map aren't up to date. Like, you could be looking at a map that's really old and that road doesn't even exist anymore. Well, I hope Ray doesn't run into that kind of problem. Ray spent several minutes studying the map and then folded it up and placed it in his pocket. It's a good thing that Ray is a really smart shark. That's gonna definitely help him along the way. All right, I think we gotta go this way. Here goes nothing. Ray took off swimming, following the direction that he felt the map was telling him. And he was right. He started in the right direction. But unfortunately, there was something in the way that the map did not tell him about. As Ray was swimming along, minding his own business, he saw a whole bunch of splashing ahead.
Oh no! You see that map? That was made a long time ago, before this right here,
was made into a public beach.
A beach full of a whole bunch of people swimming that are gonna be pretty scared to see a shark swim by.
Oh no, Ray. You see, Ray, he doesn't like to bother people. He likes to stay far away from people. But because he's following this old map, he accidentally bumped into a whole bunch of swimming legs.
Ah! Shark! Shark!
People started to scream and shout, and Ray did not see it coming.
You see, his electrical system, it usually keeps him away from places like this. But, unfortunately, this happened. Oh no, I'm so sorry, said Ray.
He was all disoriented as all these splashing and people were swimming around him. He got a little nervous and scared.
Yeah, sharks can get scared too. Just like me and you.
But if we see a shark in the water, we should definitely give it some space and get out of the water. You don't want to swim in the same place that sharks are. Ray was so scared, he zoomed out of there as fast as he could.
Oh, dear, I'm so sorry for scaring all those strange creatures. They are definitely not like me. I think
that was a people over there, Ray thought to himself. He had not seen many people before. And he was eager to get out of there and back on his mission to find, what was his name?
Tony. Oh yes, Tony the Skate. You see, skates, they look a lot like stingrays. They're not like a skateboard. But Tony, he's a very interesting old skate.
Finally, after all that craziness that happened at the beach earlier, Ray finally arrived at Tony's house. He knocked on the door and called out,
"Hello, my name's Ray, and I was sent over here. Are you able to help me out? It appears that my electrical system is broken."
"Ah, go away. Nobody's home."
What do you mean nobody's home? I just heard you," said Ray.
"Ah, I mean, nobody's home that wants anybody around here. Just go away,"
shouted Tony.
"Oh, I'm so sorry to bother you. I know you're retired from all this, but Arnold sent me. I believe Arnold is an old friend of yours?"
Immediately, the door opened.
Oh, why don't you say so? Yeah, Arnold's an old friend of mine, and anyone that Arnold sends is a friend of mine. Come on in, come in.
Ray eagerly swam inside and sat down at the table to explain everything to Tony.
You see, and then after I crashed off the wave, and my head has been throbbing ever since, and my electrical system, it's not working.
Oh, let me take a look. Come here, come here.
Tony swam over Ray's head. Ray's eyes got really big. As Tony was poking and prodding around on his head, he was a little surprised at how close Tony was to his eyeballs.
Oh, hi, Tony. You're right in front of my eyeball. Is there something you need there?
Well, no. Just don't move a muscle. I'm looking for your current in here. It's right around your eyeball. Oh, yes, I see the problem. Just hang on a second.
Tony swam off to his back room. I think he was looking for an old part or something. Something that would replace the broken piece inside of Ray's head.
All right, this should do the trick.
Tony had gone back to grab some tweezers, and I guess a piece of the coral had gotten wedged inside of Ray's spiracle. You see, a spiracle is, it's this little hole, or this little slit, behind a shark's eye, and it helps all the oxygenated blood flow in their body. And I guess a piece of coral had gotten wedged in that spiracle, and Tony was going to pull it out.
All right, just hold still a second, said Tony. One, two, three.
Ow! Oh, oh, that kind of hurt, said Ray, but oh, my headache is gone. You did it! Ah! Oh, I feel so much better. Thank you so much, Tony.
Oh, no problem, Ray. Well, I gotta get back to some things, but thanks for stopping on by and tell Arnold I said hi.
Oh, I definitely will. Thank you. Bye.
As Ray left Tony's house, he felt so much better. Oh, and his electrical system was working, so he didn't have to use that map anymore, and he could just swim on home and avoid that beach full of people.
Wow, that is such an awesome adventure, and I'm so glad that Ray got that finally fixed, and that he won't be bumping into any more swimming people legs.
The end.
Great job, you listened all the way to the end. And all right, question time. Who remembers Tony? What kind of creature was Tony? Was he some kind of crab, a skateboard, or like a stingray? Yes, he's like a stingray. No, not a skateboard. He's a skate. They are kind of like a stingray. That is super cool. I'm so glad that Ray was able to get that thing out of his spiracle, because I don't think we want any more sharks getting lost at the beaches, right? definitely not. Well, you guys have a super duper day, and I'll see you next time. Bye!